Hi, this is David Kay, and you're listening to Altered Geek. Geek, 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 geek.
Invents a gentle realm where the fans unite. Steve Megatron leads us, igniting the night. Talking movies and games, pop culture galore. Altered Geek vibes always leaving us wanting more. Get altered, get geeky, it's a wild ride. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Altered Geek Podcast, remember the name.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron. Joining me on this adventure into geekdom is just myself. So, welcome to 2025. Yes, I fully intended on getting new episodes out sooner than this. However, life happens. I've been busy. There's been a lot of things on my plate. Getting a lot of stuff done with work that's finally off my plate. And then I've been watching a bunch of new TV shows. I've been kind of watching films. I've been catching up on stuff. How the heck are you guys doing? It's been quite a while, actually. Especially with the month of December being kind of half in, half out. I took a trip to Michigan, saw some family, hung out there for a bit, came back, did some work. And then, of course, you know, we've got all kinds of other crap going on. Life in general. So, that being said, there's a number of things that have kind of been catching my eye lately. Dragon Ball Daima, been watching that. Waiting on Dragon Ball Super stuff to kind of come up with new manga stuff and hopefully new video content. Sparking Zero's got the DLC drop. It's also got it's got some other. Basically, they're touting 11 new characters. However, I kind of hate the way they're doing this. They're making it sound like these are all unique characters, and they're not really. They're just different transformations to some of the same characters. So there's like, for this 11, there's really Cell Max, there's Gamma 1, Gamma 2, and then you've got Gohan in the various stages on Super Hero, and then you've got Piccolo in the various stages. So there's like 4 Piccolos and 5 of the Gohan with Beast Gohan and so on and so forth. So there's that. I'm happy about some of the new changes. They're talking about there's like quick match now, there's perception, super perception being nerfed, no more mashing on super counters. They buffed the Super Saiyan 4 Goku, which kind of I get. I mean, Goku was and Gogeta are kind of overpowered, which I'm a little sad. I liked that. And then the nonstop sweep is gone. So, yeah, there were a bunch of things that kind of happened with it. Aside from that, I'm waiting. I find it a little crap that Crunchyroll is doing week to week of the English dub drops when we've already been kind of already seeing the subs week to week of Daima. I find it a little bit frustrating just because it's, I don't know. I don't like the week to week thing. I get it. They're trying to prevent churn from people being on the streaming platforms, but again, I'm just not a fan of that methodology anymore, especially when we've been kind of suffering through having the sub and then they're kind of teasing the dub like, oh, you've watched the first 13 episodes of the sub. Now you gotta start all over on the dub. But that's neither here nor there. That's just a streaming issue in general. The other thing that's been kind of cool is I've been watching Shifting Gears, which is Tim Allen's new television show on ABC or Fox or whatever, you know, Hulu, the platform in general that, you know, he's kind of lived on forever. And it's not too bad. I mean, it's definitely going to take half a season to get it really going. Kat Dennings is in it. Stifler is in it from American Pie. Can't remember his name. I think it's Sean William Scott or something like that. So he's in it. There's a bunch of different people in it. It's going to be interesting watching how that kind of plays out. So again, I'm kind of hoping for the best on that. Mike and I have been going through the Sonic films, doing those reviews over on Studio 2009. We were going to do the second episode of Sonic, or the second Sonic film, and lo and behold, like, they have no power. It's the week of January 20th where, you know, everything is like an icebox, negative degrees, just kind of horrible all the way around. So there's that. Overall, I've kind of been just watching various geek culture things change or mutate throughout the week, or evolutions of stuff. We've gotten the release information about the Nintendo Switch 2, which is kind of cool. I'm one of those guys. I'm a PC guy. However, like, I did like having an Xbox 360 for the while that I had it. I liked the Wii when I had it. I wouldn't mind having a Switch or a Switch 2. I just don't. I'm not like a huge console gamer, and I wouldn't collect enough to get on it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm more so like, I'll play the Mario games. I'll play, you know, I played Wii Sports. I play like the Super Smash Brothers. I've played the Mega Man stuff, Sonic, you know, things like that. I'm not like a huge consoler. I, for the most part, play on my PC. I have Steam. I have EA Play. I have Epic. I have Blizzard. You name it, I've probably got it. But I've been playing Sparking Zero. I've been kind of taking a hiatus from Star Trek Online just because, honestly, the story hasn't really evolved and it's been boring as all get up. Like, I don't like the fact that they're paywalling new starships the way that they're doing it. They're behind a gambling box, and then they make you play these six rounds of missions that you have to play for 14 consecutive days, or else you just lose out, or you got to pay money to get past it. So I've kind of lost interest in it, which is sad because I love the storyline of Star Trek Online until they hit kind of the Discovery era and the Mirror Universe and things like that. So I'm waiting to see what they do next on it. Speaking of old games kind of being around, Donkey Kong Country Returns, the Nintendo's re-released a third run of this, which is kind of a remaster redo of the 2D side scroller. It was fun at the time. I'm one that played the original Donkey Kongs, and my wife was actually better at it than I was. I was better at the Mario games. But yeah, that was something that was in the news. And then, of course, Nintendo, you know, since we're on that diatribe there, they recently released that, although they've shut down a bunch of emulators are legal. But I still wouldn't get caught playing one on a stream, because those people, they went after them, they've gone after different stuff. But legally, they don't really have a leg to stand on in some regards. Like, yes, it's some of their IP, but at the same time, it's not like they're going to ever re-release any of this stuff. So, I don't know. I'm waiting to see how this plays out, because emulators, I mean, you can pretty much buy knockoff Game Boys and consoles all over the place with all these old games on it, specifically from China. Like, I've looked into it because I've toyed around with it. My kids got into the Pokemon stuff for a little bit, and we were toying with the idea of having you know, the games and stuff like that. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to wait for it and kind of see what happens on that before I jump on the let's play emulators, you know, because I have a lot of them from way back in the day when I ran an emulator website, early 2000s. But that's, again, not something I plan to go heavy into when I do start kind of streaming stuff. So that all being said, that all kind of jumping in there. Then we've got, you know, news about the Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow. They've cast everybody. They've started filming. It's going to come out in June of 2026. It's got Millie Alcock playing Supergirl. What's funny is they've preserved Jason Momoa from the old regime, and he's going to be playing Lobo, which honestly, it fits. It really does. And then, of course, they have the Green Lantern HBO show that's starting to film. They've got the Superman film dropping in 6 months. All the way around, it looks like James Gunn is going to take DC places that it's never actually felt before. And I estimate that, like, yes, the Batman, the Matt Reeves stuff, I doubt they're going to use that version of Batman in their new cinematic universe with James Gunn. They'll probably let him finish it out as a trilogy and then kind of bring Batman into the fold with a younger actor or another Batman, kind of, or maybe even an older Batman. It's hard to say, into this new regime. I'm cautiously optimistic to see what happens, just because we've been burned many, 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 many times before. And then, you know, there was, of course, people saying that the reason The Flash failed was because they spent $200 million making it. Warner Brothers, you know, wanted to bring everybody to it. And then, one, a lot of people didn't care for The Flash, but two, I think a lot of it had to do with Ezra Miller and the fact that the film just didn't appeal to anyone. Like, yes, there was nostalgia in it. However, you know, with Michael Keaton and George Clooney, however, and all the other like multiverse things that were in it, people didn't hate The Flash. People didn't like Ezra Miller as The Flash. People like Grant Gustin as The Flash, which is why the CW had 9 seasons. So it, if done right, it will do well. With the wrong people in play, yeah. But yeah, the cinematics for that film were crap too. I felt like we got better out of the Flash CW show than we did that film. The only saving grace for that Flash movie was Michael Keaton as Batman and the 89 universe being there. Like, I didn't care about anything else with that film, but yeah. Otherwise, I've been trying to get my hands on the Deadpool versus Wolverine figure from Hasbro, which BBTS, like, it's, I think it's gotten pushed twice as far as the release. I'm a little sad. I hope that it comes out because I'd really like to get my hands on it. But it seems like I've gone to like all the Walmarts, I've gone to the Targets, I've gone to stuff like that. None of them have ever carried any of that film's merchandise. So literally the only place you could get it was online. And now, of course, it's all over eBay with the scalpers and everything else. So I'm a little perturbed that we've not seeing them in the store, because I really do prefer to buy stuff physically in the store. One, it's cheaper. Two, there's no shipping. Three, I like the instant gratification and I like the hunt. But at the same time, I don't feel like Hasbro really cares about any of the properties they have their hands on right now, which is sad, honestly. Like, I mean, I look at Transformers and I mean, the only saving grace there, and I'll end up talking about it on All Things Transformers. They've released Rat Trap, or at least the information about Rat Trap. He's called Rattle, which is his name over on the other side of the pond there. And anyways, he's a masterpiece figure, looks awesome, but it's like $100, $105 or something. I'm very interested in it. I want it. However, I do have the Thrilling 30 version and I have the Kingdom War for Cybertron version. So it's not something that I'm going to run right out unless like I can get it for $50-$60. And then sadly, like TransArt Toys, which has been producing the knockoff, like Transmetal Season 2 and 3, Beast Wars figures, have decided to pull the plug on it because of some fans being overly critical over the figures. I've honestly loved them. Like, yeah, there's some I haven't cared to purchase. Some of them are too big. Some of them are, you know, a little bit out of my price range, or just honestly, it's mostly the size. Like, I just don't have the shelf space for them. Their Optimus should have been bigger, but I'm fine with where he ended up. And then, you know, we have numerous other ones, and I'm happy for them. Like, I'm happy for the figures that I got, because I mean, I have Transmetal Primal, I've got Optimal, I've got Transmetal Rat Trap, I've got Transmetal Megatron, and then that was as far as I went with TransArt. And then I have regular Masterpiece, Optimus Primal, Cheetor, and then the rest of them are either like Thrilling 30 figures or Kingdom figures or Legacy type of figures there. So I would have loved to get my hands on some of the other ones, both Masterpiece and not. However, again, it's just it kind of boils down to a budget thing and it's a size thing. Like I wanted more of them. They're beautiful figures and they definitely one-upped Hasbro every step of the way. Like, they've got electronics, they've got, you know, full mobility, they've got articulation, they look exactly like they were printed from the show, and that's something that I really love. But that's kind of like the Sonic films. Like, I really love Jim Carrey's rendition of Robotnik. I love the portrayal of the other characters. I'm hoping Jim Carrey comes back for the fourth film. They did spoil some certain characters, like Amy Rose and Metal Sonic, at the end of the film as kind of the end of the show teaser. I mean, we're a month out. If you haven't seen it, I'm sorry about the spoiler, but I mean, it's really not. It's not a heavy spoiler, because like they're not, I mean, they've done this every film, is introduced the next, whoever's going to be in the next film. So yeah, I'm hoping that we get our Robotnik back, but we shall see. We shall see. So I'm not going to like drag this episode out, but I do want to know what you guys would like to see on this podcast. I'm planning on doing some video renditions of this as well. I really want to try and do a little bit of a mixed media here, trying to kind of jump between the two different versions of the show. So what would you guys like to see as far as like a differentiation between the audio podcast and the video show? So that's something I'd like to kind of know. Like, I can do like custom figures or 3D print things or painting of some of my figures for like the Altered Geek episodes, where it's kind of just having fun. I could talk about some of my figures or some of my collections. Like, I have Dragon Ball Z, I have Transformers, I have Beast Wars, I have Power Rangers, I have, you know, Star Trek. So Let me know what you guys think. Like, I would really like that. So you can comment on this episode on the website, geekcastradio.com. You can, of course, email me feedback@geekcastradio.com, subject line Altered Geek. And so with that, the next thing you'll probably see from me is Movie Week in Review on our YouTube channel. So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks. Riding the waves of sci-fi and tech, we'll conquer the cosmos, what the heck? From Batman's shadows to Iron Man's flight, our geeky adventures take off like a kite. In a world where pixels paint the skies, gather round friends, let's amplify our cries. Wolverine's claws sharpen, the battles ignite. Steve's got the insights guiding us right. Altered Geeks here, no limits in sight. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Altered Geek Podcast, remember the name. From classic icons to new sci-fi dreams, with every episode we'll unravel the themes. Let's geek out and laugh, keep the spirits high. Together we'll journey, reaching for the sky. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Alter Geek Podcast, remember the name.